yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we are going to be talking about looking good at wellness and aesthetics. Now, looking good, what does that mean? Well, you know, at the wellness, we have a saying that sick people do not want sex. That's correct. Sick people do not want sex. But healthy people want sex. That's correct. And when someone becomes healthy and they want sex, then they need to look good so that they can get sex. So what does looking good mean? Looking good means is that you, when you look in the mirror, your body looks the way you feel good. That means that your skin gotta look great. Your fat gotta be in the right areas. Your muscles got to be good. Your bone structure got to be firm so that when you stand up, you're straight, not bent over. And certainly your hair has to be in the right proportion. So looking good means that your body looks optimal. Well, let's talk about how do we get our bones to look good. Well, hormones are very, very important to make sure your bones are strong. All right? Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, growth hormone, those are essential to making sure that your bone is adequate. Number one. Number two, you need to make sure that you have the appropriate amount of minerals and vitamins in your diet to supply the raw material so your body can make new bone. You know, every 12 years you get a new body and your bone is constantly being remodeled. That's correct. Every day your body gets rid of some bone and creates some new bone. As a matter of fact, every 9 to 12 months you have generated a new bone. That means that let's say that today 1 million bone cells died. Well, your body has replaced 1 million bone cells with 1 million new bone cells. And if you did not have the appropriate raw materials, let's say, for instance, your magnesium and your phosphorus and your chloride and your calcium and your vitamin D were low, guess what you couldn't do? You couldn't make 1 million new bone cells. But if you had the optimal calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and vitamin D, guess what? You can now make optimal new bone. So it's very, very important that you give your body the right raw materials so that your body can make your bones strong and healthy. And of course, you need testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and growth hormone to be optimal to make better new bone. That's your bone. What about your fat? Well, fat is good and bad. In some areas, you want to get rid of fat because it makes your body lopsided. So you need to get rid of fat in certain areas. And in other areas, you may need to add fat. Like, for instance, if you have volume loss in your face, you may need to add some fat to your face or some volume expander, something like fillers, to give your face the volume it needs. Or you may need to put some volume in your derriere so that you can have a nice looking butt, like in a Brazilian butt lift. And those are things that you can do to make sure your fat is well distributed. Now, you may want some additional fat in your breast. You can do it by implants, or you could actually take fat from your abdomen and put it in your breast. So you can put fat where you need to have it and take fat away from where you don't want to, so your body can look with the figure that you want it to be. All right? So that is fat. Then you have to look at your skin. You want your skin to glow, to give off that radiance that it used to when you were a little child. And as you get older, your skin, instead of reflecting light, absorbs light, and therefore your skin gets a dull sensation. So you need to find a way to make your skin look young and healthier. And believe it or not, you know, your skin cells live about 30 days, and then they die. So just like a snake sheds its skin, every 30 days you get a new skin. How do you know? Well, if you look at a woman with a beautiful face and then you look at her neck and you say, oh my gosh, she's a lot older than I thought she was. Well, that's because what she has been doing is she has been giving her face the better raw materials so that your face keeps replacing its dead skin cells with better skin cells. But on her neck, she forgot to do that. And so the cells that make up the neck, the skin is getting aged. And so her face looks young and her neck looks old. So that's your skin. So you need to optimize your skin. Then you have to have hair. Now, certain areas of your body you do not want hair. And there's certain areas where you want to regrow hair. For instance, you may want to have a full head of hair. Or if you're losing hair, you may want to regrow your hair. And then there's certain areas where you may want to have hair reduction with our laser. So you can do all those things at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. So you can optimize your bone, your fat, your skin, your hair, to make your body look better. Well, let's go a little deeper. How do we sculpt your body? Well, at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, we use Tickle Lipo. And Tickle Lipo, what it uses is something called natational vibration. That means that you do the same as you would in a traditional liposuction with tumescent fluid. And then the catheter vibrates. It vibrates in a sense that it actually rotates in the fat at a certain frequency and chops the fat up and brings it out into the container. So therefore, it's a lot easier to remove fat and a lot quicker to remove fat than in traditional liposuction. You know, when I used to do pure liposuction, the cannula would go in and we'd use suction, and the suction would sort of rip the fat out of the body. And sometimes that can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it took longer to do it. With Tickle liposuction, what you do is you put the cannula inside, and the vibration of the cannula actually breaks the fat up and sort of pulls the fat into the cannula. And so you can do a lot more, a lot quicker with Tickle liposuction than you do with pure lipo. Now, the difference between that and laser lipo is that with laser lipo, you actually burst the fat cells, and the fat cells are rich in toxins. But 70 to 80% of your toxins are stored in fat cells. And so when you burst the fat cells with the laser lipo, the toxins are released inside your body, and that can overwhelm your liver and make you very sick. So therefore, you cannot remove a lot of fat using laser lipo. With pure lipo, you actually remove the fat from the body, so you can do more. But then again, with the Tickle liposuction, you can do even more. And the procedure is done a lot quicker, and you could do more areas. And because it's a lot easier, less time consuming, we can charge a lot less for Tickle lipo than we could do pure liposuction. And so we've had patients where we have done their abdomen, upper and lower abdomen. We've done their backs. We've done, their hips, their thighs, their inner and outer thighs and anterior thighs. And we've done their arms, and we've done their neck, and we've done their knees, all in one sitting. And we've removed a lot more fat, and it would be a lot less expensive than with pure liposuction. So Tickle Lipo is very, very good in that sense. Then we have strawberry liposuction. Strawberry liposuction is a little bit like laser liposuction, except that there's no cannula. And so we don't have to make an incision in the hole in the skin. It goes on your body, and it causes the fat cells to rupture and the fat cells release toxins into your body. Because of that, the strawberry liposuction has to be done in small segments. So you do about 20 minutes each time, and you can come in every other day to get it done. And so you need about 8 or 9 sessions to reduce the fat in a particular area of your body. So it takes more sessions. Each session is about 20 to 30 minutes to do tickle, to do strawberry liposuction. And tickle, you can get it all done in one sitting, and you'll be amazed. The next day, you're down a couple of inches, and then by a week's time frame, you have a completely new body, basically, with the tickle liposuction. Now, there are other ways to improve your body sculpture by doing HCG diet. HCG diet allows you to eat a small amount of food and your body will lose fat cells. Now, you don't lose fat cells. Your fat cells shrink in size, and so you get a better shape because the fat cells shrink in size. And when the fat cells shrink in size, the fat cells give off toxins, and the toxins is filtered through your liver and then out your body in your urine and in your stool and also through your skin. And so HCG is another way to help sculpture your body by weight loss. Now, we also have things called Lipo-B injections, and basically Lipo-B injection is a combination of B vitamins. And I know a lot of people do what you call B12 shots. But unfortunately, that is not the best for you. There's a lot of B vitamins, just like B1, B2, B3, B4, B5, B6, B9, B12. Those are all different B vitamins that you have. When you do B12 by itself, your body depletes your other B vitamins, which is not good for you. And in most instances, your body just needs all the different B vitamins, not just B12. So when you get a shot of B12, you're not doing the best for your body. You're better off getting something like Lipo-B. And in our Lipo-B, we have methionine in it. We have B complex in there. We have choline in it. We have B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, and we also have vitamin C in it. So in your Lipo-B injections, you get a lot more bang for your buck, and it's much more healthy for you when we do that. All right? So that's the first part of looking good is body sculpting. Now, when we take fat out of you, we can now take the fat and we can actually place the fat into your butt if you need a nicer butt. Now, usually when we do the liposuction, just removing the fat from your back and from your sides raises your butt. But then if we can also help by putting the fat back into your buttocks and give you a Brazilian butt lift so your butt looks a lot better, we can take the fat and we can put the fat in your breast to give you a little more size in your breast, a little more volume in your breast, which makes you maybe go from an A cup to a B cup or from a B cup to a C cup. Whatever size you want, we can do that also. And we could also take fat and put it into your face. You know, a lot of times people get fillers, but fillers are very expensive. And 1 cc of filler could be $600. Well, when we do fat transfer from your abdominal fat to your face, we can put 30, 40, 50 cc of fat, 80 cc of fat, whatever your face needs into your face to improve the volume of your face, and it lasts a lot longer. When you do fillers like in Radius or Juvederm or those kinds of fillers, what ends up happening is that they last 8 to 12 months. But when you put fat, they can last for years in your face, and so your volume could be much better. So with body sculpting, you can take out fat from where you don't want it and put fat into the areas where you do want it. So you can do transfer of fat to your face, to your buttocks, to your breasts, all right? So wherever you think you need it. Now, so that's your body sculpting. Then we have to look at your hair. Now, some people want to have hair reduction, so we use that with a laser to remove the hair. And then some people would like to have more hair regrowing in their head where they're losing hair. And for that, we can either do a vampire hair regrow, and that's using PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, and that we can inject into the scalp and help regrow here. Alternatively, we could use a laser cap, which helps regrow here for you. So both methods work really well. And so you can either use those to regrow your hair. All right? Now, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Our phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Today we are talking about looking good at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at all the book outlets, at Amazon. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So continue on with looking good at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. So we talked about body sculpting with fat removal, and then fat transfer. We talked about hair regrow and hair removal. And now we look at your face. Now we have Cyton laser that we can help with wrinkle reduction, with stretch marks, with smoker's lines, to help tighten your neck, to help with resurfacing. We do Botox and fillers in your face. We also use the laser for stretch marks in the abdomen, and it helps with all of those things. So laser is a great way to help rejuvenate your face with laser treatments. And we have had incredible success with using laser. And we use a combination of laser. So you may come in and get a Profaction, which goes deep enough to regrow collagen, a micro laser peels, which helps with the pores and goes not quite as deep as a Profaction, and a BBL, or broadband light, which actually cleans up your face and makes it look healthier from the outside. And we also work on acne treatments with laser also. So our Cyton laser we use for a number of things, and we have had tremendous success where I become your face guru. You come in about 5 or 6 times a year. And each time I do a little bit more on your face to reflect what you need to be done, whether it is removing smoker's lines or whether it's wrinkles or crow's feet, we can do all those by using a laser appropriately. All right? And then last but not least, we need to look at your skin. All right? You know, there's so many ways to take care of your skin. One way is detoxing. And for that, what we use is a number of things. Like I said, the laser detoxes your skin by getting rid of dead cells. All right? But we also do things to help your face and your skin by, one of it is a UVL, ultraviolet light radiation. And what does that do? That actually goes in. It's a little probe we put inside the vein. And as the blood passes by the probe, the blood is irradiated, and the UVL, it helps with, it helps kill cancer cells and other pathogens. It helps reduces the, any bacteria or viruses in the blood. It helps reduce inflammation, which is a cause of 80% of all medical problems. It increases the energy that your blood has by making more ATP. It improves wound healing, reduces pain. It improves circulation and improves the oxygen transport in your blood. You know, your blood is your body's highway system. And therefore, you know, I tell people when you're 15 years old, your blood is like a 10-lane highway. And the stuff in the blood is moving at lightning speed. You know, so you can get raw materials from your heart to your toes in milliseconds when you're 15. When you're 60, your highway system is like a two-lane highway. And now there's all kinds of junk on the roadway. And so things move very slowly. And so now when your toes need raw materials, it takes a lot longer to get there. And so it's very important. You are as old as your arteries. So if you can keep your arteries wide open and things flowing on in the artery, then you will remain healthy. And so UVL helps keep your arteries open. The other thing that we use is nitric oxide. Nitric oxide in your body, your cells that line your arteries make nitric oxide. And that nitric oxide helps the body clean up the arteries. So when you're young and you're 15 years old, your nitric oxide is incredible in that it's so much of it. And so any parked cars on the side of your highway, your body removes it right away. There's no traffic jams and things are flowing. As you get older, your arteries get smaller and the blood flow decreases. And now you have all kinds of traffic jams. And so now when you want to get blood to that tiny little village there, it can't get there because it's blocked. And so nitric oxide helps you turn that two-lane highway into a 10-lane highway and opens things up. So it's very, very important because at the end of the day, you know, without raw materials, your body cannot do its function. So we have to find a way to help our body get the raw materials to where it's needed. You have to understand something. There's only one reason why we put stuff into our mouth. We put it into our mouth because our body needs raw materials. Well, what is raw materials in your body? Raw materials is oxygen. It's water. It is carbohydrates or sugar. It is minerals and vitamins. It is amino acids from proteins. It's lipids from fat. Those are raw materials. And your body uses those raw materials to make new cells, to make new hormones, to make all the things that the body needs to function. So if you put stuff into your mouth and between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body. It is not inside your body. That way, if you put a coin in your mouth, a penny, tomorrow it's in your stool. That coin went straight through your body, through the canal. The only things that can get into your body has to be microscopic. It has to be small enough to get inside a cell, which is microscopic. So you have an assembly line. When you put stuff into your mouth, any starch or carbohydrate is digested by your saliva, which is a digestive enzyme. Your saliva breaks down starches and carbohydrates into sugar. So when you have a candy in your mouth and you're sucking on it, the saliva is digesting it, and after 5 minutes, it's gone. You didn't swallow it. What happened is that candy was broken down into sugar, and the sugar was absorbed by the cells that line your tongue, your gums, your lips, into your body. In your stomach, a strong acid digests proteins into amino acid, which is microscopic enough to get into your body. In your duodenum, fats are digested by bile into lipids, and lipids are microscopic enough to get into your body. In your intestines, your body breaks down your fruits and vegetables into minerals and vitamins, and those are brought into your body in your intestines, in your small intestines. In your large intestine or your colon, your body reabsorbs water into your body so that you don't lose a lot of water and have to drink a lot. So that's what happens when you put stuff into your mouth. Your body finds a way to get the raw materials out of it. Now, if you have a leaky gut, it means that a lot of the raw materials is wasted in your stool. It's like putting premium fuel into your gas tank, and then when you drive off, you spill half your gas tank on the ground. You wouldn't like that because you're paying for the gasoline, and now you have half of what you paid for. Well, when you eat food, if you have leaky gut, then it means that a large portion of what you eat is wasted in your stool, and so your body is not efficient at bringing the raw materials into your body, and therefore it interferes with how your body can fix things. So those things are also, so number one, it's what raw materials you bring into your body, not what you put into your mouth, what you actually get into your body, number one. And number two, once it's in your body, your arteries have to take it to where it's needed. So if your arteries is not efficient, if your arteries are two lanes, it's have a hard time getting it to where it's needed. So you need those things so that your body can look good. In addition to that, you need to have your body detox. Detox is so important. You know, if you're in a room and you clean the room and you leave the room for a month and come back, that room is now dirty. All right? The bottom line is that your body gets dirty all the time, and we have to find a way to keep your body clean by detoxing it. Detoxing means removing things from body which would be harmful if accumulates in your body. All right? So that's how we look good at One's Aesthetic Medical Center. Now, we did not talk about vampire facelift, which we also do for the face, and a lot of times we combine that with fat transfer or volume optimization to make your face look even better. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Once again, my phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, also at www.growyoungagain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So, Dr. Wayne, you have a wonderful day.